You're listening to the best of Mills from the Scott Mills fan site.
Last time on Laura's Diary. You'll be aware by now that Laura is at university in Glasgow. She doesn't like it at all. Those difficult first few weeks. She's missing her boyfriend Ben like crazy. She just wishes she was with him. Meantime, one of her flatmates decided that she should probably move out because they weren't going to get along, he didn't think. Then a day or so later, she got off with this guy called Alan. And then last week we heard that Laura had actually got off with housemate Alan again. And she's still wondering whether to tell Ben or not. See, I would say that was a bad idea.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know, etc. Far away. Well, I'm not, you know, I'm no Claire Rayner. Hey! But I'm just trying to say, I wouldn't, if I was, I mean, I don't know the course of the diary, I'm just saying, I wouldn't tell him.
No,
myself.
No, just keep quiet.
Anyway, she met some more lesbians in the laundry room and ran away fast. And now, maybe through stress, we don't know this at the moment, her hair has started to fall out.
And?
Oh, and her underwear went grey.
Don't miss it.
Thank you, sorry. Please welcome the person that made the Laura's Diary segment possible in the first place. It's her sister, Mary. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Now, it's half-term week for you this week, isn't it?
Yes.
So tell us where you are.
Well, my band's recording this week, but we've gone to get some food, and it's like, the only nearby place is like the York Agricultural Centre.
Nice.
So I'm surrounded by farmers.
So you're in the studio this week laying down some tracks, yeah?
Yep.
Wow.
Laying down some beats.
Okay, and when, is this a whole album or?
It's a short EP.
Excellent. EP. And when will that be reaching us?
In the near future.
Excellent. Right. Okay.
Will it be on cassette?
No, we've come CD now.
Oh,
Chappers,
blimey.
Nowadays.
Blimey.
Bless.
Okay, Laura's Diary, the university years, season four. God, is it really? Episode 5 at nearly 5:15 on Radio 1. Mary.
Thursday, 9th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, my hair is definitely falling out. I've got a little bald patch. Nice. Alan and I had a talk. He says he's just got a lot of uni work on and that we best nip the whole thing in the bud before it gets out of hand and turns into anything else. I agree, but I hate it that he got to say it first, because now I feel a bit rejected.
Yeah.
Just tell everybody it was mutual. It'll be fine.
Anyway, I'm going back to York this weekend. It's Ben's birthday tomorrow, and mine's on Saturday. I decided to tell Ben what happened.
No!
Oh, dear.
Hopefully, he'll understand.
Oh, dear.
And we'll be able to move on.
No.
Ben's having a party at the bonding warehouse, and I'm really looking forward to snogging him at every opportunity, just to make Jenny jealous. I can't wait. It's a gangster and moles party. Got no idea what to wear. What the hell is a mole anyway?
I was going to say that. What's a mole?
I don't know.
A little furry creature.
Oh, yeah. What, gangsters and furry creatures party?
Yeah.
I've no idea. Anyway.
Obviously, we can't use the hotel anymore, so I've asked Ben can stay at home with me. Mama asked me a load of questions, but I think she's coming round to the idea. On Saturday night, Ben has asked his mum if I can stay over. He's told her that my mum is cool with it, so hopefully it'll work.
Yes. Good planning. Yeah.
I must remember to shave.
Oh, God!
Oh, God, this show can make me it's made me feel worse bit by bit today. Kissed you and now she's shaving.
Remember her legs were bending mine before, but she needs to shave her legs. Anyway, go on.
Charlie moved out yesterday because she said she wasn't bonding with people. Glad she got the hint. Love, Laura.
What a cow.
P.S. Lisa and Lynn want me to go out with them on Wednesday and meet one of their friends. They reckon he's been on TV. I think they're trying to set me up with him.
Oh, a bit of celebrity boyfriend. I didn't know. It's not Rick Witter, is it, surely?
No.
All right, thank you, Mary. More tomorrow at 5:15.
See ya.
Please now continue Laura's diary on Radio 1.
Okay. Sunday the 13th of October, 1997. Dear diary, just on the train back to Glasgow. I don't really want to go back. Ben gave me one of his jumpers so that I can smell him, but it just makes me want to cry. Had such an excellent weekend. Went straight to Ben's and had tea with the family before the party. But I didn't eat much because I was so nervous. That's a first.
What? What are you saying?
Nothing.
No, stop right there, young lady.
Yeah.
What are you saying, sister?
Nothing.
Are you saying that she normally eats a lot?
No.
Right. Well, what does she mean? Do you think that she meant that?
I think that's what she meant.
What do you think, Laura?
That's going down in this current diary that I'm writing right now.
Yeah. Nothing's forgotten.
Carry on.
The party was really funny. Ben was really tipsy before we got there and was being really affectionate all night. I knew Jenny was hating it, which made it even better. She was doing this thing where you pretend you're having a really good time and keep looking over to see if we'd notice.
Yes.
Ben and I snuck out halfway through to go spend some time catching up and stuff right. By the river.
Mm-hmm. By the river?
By the river? It is wind in the willows.
But Callum came and found us and brought us back in because people were wondering where we'd gone.
Good morning.
Jenny stopped me in the toilets and told me it wouldn't last. But that conversation was cut short as she had to go and be sick. Silly cow. I just left her to it. We spent the rest of the weekend together. Daddy was in a mood because he said we were treating the house like a knocking shop.
Did he use those actual words? Wow.
Sounds to me like he's not wrong. To be honest.
But Ben stayed anyway. This is rank. He's got this new finger trick, which is amazing.
Oh, God, what does that mean? Is it like a party piece or something?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I reckon he probably learned that off Jenny.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's rank. I told him that I'm worried about Jenny and that I've been getting on well with Alan at uni. Ben told me Jenny was just a friend and there's nothing to worry about. He said he was glad that I'm making friends, and he wants to meet Alan when he comes to stay.
He doesn't know the half of it, does he?
I wanted to tell him that I loved him, but I thought it better not. I better not, in case it was too soon.
Oh, God, one finger trick and it's love.
Classy bird. But I think I do. He's just so understanding. He got me the York City away strip for my birthday. And Mama got me a new alarm clock. Love, Laura. P.S. I don't think he noticed my bald patch.
Oh, I love that today. Thank you, Mary.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you.
Love you.
More Laura's Diary tomorrow at the same time on Radio 1. Don't miss it. 5:15. Right, Laura, a few things to clear up on today's diary, which was brilliant, by the way. One of your best entries yet, I would say.
Thanks.
Right, people that obviously haven't been listening all the time and haven't caught every episode, what's this about a bald patch?
Oh, well, you will find out later on in the diary, but it's actually a medical condition.
Right, okay.
Right.
Right. Also, is the way to a woman's heart buying them a York City away kit?
Certainly worked with me. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And also, most people on the text, to be honest, want you to explain Ben's new finger trick.
Right. This is that thing, you know, where you get the end of your thumb and you pretend to remove it from your hand?
Oh, yeah.
And that thing where you go like that?
That's a group. That's a really good. That's a good one. Yeah. But not as good as this. Thank you very much. Magic two fingers. Thank
wow.
you.
Away you go with today's episode of Laura's Diary.
Okay. Tuesday the 15th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, just got in from uni. I was really wet by the time I got in, so I just changed straight into my pyjamas.
Just keep going.
Yep. I had my first theatre seminar with a graduate assistant called Matt. You can tell all the girls fancy him, but I think he loves himself. There's some properly weird people in my English group too. Most of them look like they could do with a good wash.
Hello to all English students out there.
Matt said he wanted us to get rid of all our inhibitions, so we had to pretend to be dinosaurs, a tree in a particular season, and a utensil you'd find in a kitchen. Uni sounds ace. It's not really what I expected. Met Lisa and Lynn for lunch. They kept going on about this friend of theirs, who they're trying to set me up with. We're going out in Southside tomorrow with him and his mates. I'm not really bothered if he's famous or not, to be honest.
the famous one?
Yes.
But we don't know who he is yet?
Nope.
Right, okay.
My student loan just came in, so I'm planning a big one. The warden's just nuts to tell me to turn my music down. I only had it that loud because the noises have started again upstairs. That couple are really a beginning to gross me out. Maybe I should contact the Guinness Book of Records.
For noise? For noise? She's just jealous, isn't she?
It always makes me think about Ben. He wrote me a dead nice letter after I left, and I got it today. He says that Jenny's not talking to him, that his mum thinks I'm lovely, and that and then it all got a bit fruity towards the end.
Fruity?
I quite liked it, and I can't stop thinking about it. I miss him, and I miss his touch. The boys have just got in, so I might go and see Alan in a bit.
Oh, you can't!
Love, Laura.
Oh, I miss him. I miss him. Oh, Alan's back. Hello. I've got you choosing between Ben, Alan, Matt, and a famous bloke at the moment.
Right, can we have the next bit of the diary, please?
Yep. Thursday, 17th of October, 1997. Dear Diary, just done the journey of shame back from Southside.
Oh, God!
Had to be back for my doctor's appointment at 4. Sleazy Alan...
How late's that walk of shame?
Had to be back at 4.
Right, tell me more.
Sleazy Alan, the Portuguese guy, was waiting for me in the kitchen when I got back. He said the fire alarm went off again really early this morning, and that he noticed I wasn't there and wanted to know where I'd been.
Thank God it wasn't the Portuguese guy. Phew.
It is the Portuguese guy.
Pay attention.
That she did it with him.
Oh, see, right, yeah. Right.
I got Dave and Alan to make him leave. He's really odd, and he always seems to be drinking milk.
It's good for you.
This bit, I'm not sure if I can mention the famous guy's actual name.
Is it written down there?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second, hang on. Don't say anything, wait there. Okay, I've just spoken to one of the ones that doesn't speak. He knows about these things, and he says, don't mention it today, and we'll have to run it by somebody first, alright? So just leave the name out, but you can read the rest out, okay?
Call him Mr. X.
Okay, we'll call him Mr. X.
Okay. How intriguing.
I know. See?
Go on.
Had a really fun night, actually. Met the guy Lisa and Lynn were going on about. He's called Mr. X.
No.
And he used to be in... blank.
What do you reckon? A band? TV show? Don't say anything, Mary.
I won't. I'm stumped.
He used to be in Blankety Blank. Is it Lily Savage?
Continue.
I recognised him straight away, but tried not to show it.
Who is it?
He's actually a really sweet guy, and we got on really well. Went to the shed,
Lisa and
Lisa. Like, you went to a shed?
I think it's some kind of Glaswegian club.
Oh, right, okay. Right. So that was quick even for you, Laura.
No, yeah. Just met you, come to the bottom of my garden. Yeah, fine, all right.
Okay, so the shed's a club. Right, okay, cool.
Lisa and Lynn were pretending to be Australian all night, trying to chat up these rugby players, which was very funny to watch.
Why would you do that? Why? Good day, mate. Why does that make you any more desirable to rugby players? No, go on.
So I just stayed with...
I might try it.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't going to say it, but I was thinking... I could see you thinking.
Hi, how you going? Carry on. Carry on. Hello?
Hello. Go Your on. Accent's rubbish.
I know.
I just stayed with Mr. X. I had to take my tights off halfway through the night.
Okay.
Because I got a massive ladder up my thigh. When I got back from the toilet, Mr. X made some comment about not wanting me to take them off, as he wanted to climb it.
Smooth.
Oh, smooth.
Smooth.
That's even better than Australian accent.
Mm, like your style.
Yeah.
I pretended I didn't hear him.
Right.
Lisa and Lynn went home, and I stayed at Mr. X's flat.
Oh, God.
It's dead posh, and his music collection is amazing. A load of us went back. Nothing happened, but I know it could have done if I'd have pushed it. Whatever. There were too many other people there anyway, and I'm in love with Ben now. So I did my best to act aloof. I think it worked, because he's asked to see me again. Maybe uni isn't that bad after all. Love, Laura. P.S. Going to the doctor's now. Hopefully it'll be okay. Maybe I've just been bleaching it too much.
Oh, you really did miss Ben, didn't you? With Alan, Mr. X... Right, okay, well, we'll get that all checked out and see if we can name him tomorrow, all right?
Cool.
How exciting. Thank you, Mary. Love ya.
Love ya.